Blog Talk Radio.
Just coming together just to pray and to give God adoration. My God, what a wonderful time. God bless you. In just a few moments, I want to open up the praise report line, and those who have praise reports, get ready to give the Lord praise. Amen. Let me have a word of prayer with you, please. Heavenly Father, the greatest privilege of my life is to come before you and to give you praise and adoration. We appreciate everything that you have done. We appreciate life, health, and strength. How you kept our hearts beating all over the world last night. Oh God, we didn't even realize it was beating, but you allowed it to beat. Thank you so much. And then you let us breathe all night long. Oh, we didn't even know that we were breathing at many times, God. But here we are alive this morning. Thank you so very, very much. Please forgive us for any sins, omission or commission. God, we want to be pleasing in thy sight. We ask that you just bless this line. Holy Ghost, we offer it to you, that you would take it over. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, look on people everywhere. I pray that you would lift their heavy burden and lighten their heavy load. Bind the devil everywhere. The resurrection blood of Jesus, be against him in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you all the things that you're doing right now for what you're going to do. Oh, God, I pray on this prayer line that you would answer so many prayers that you've done before, that you would let the anointing stay on this prayer line, because it destroys every yoke. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Father, let this be a bumper, tremendous day in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. And bless us. We'll bless you back in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we give you the glory, everything we ask you. Please let it be in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said in your word, if we ask you anything in your name, you will do it for the glory of your Father. God, thank you again for everything. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. And good morning to you. Are you all awake? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Just a few speaking this morning, but let's go to God and let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Lord, thank you for waking us up, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right, and let's go ahead and give him praise as we normally do. I believe God waits on this. I believe he loves it when we praise him early in the morning like this. Amen. It's not happening all over the world like this. Only a few giving him praise like this. If a few. Thank you, Lord. Let's do a praise check, and that's to see what level your praise is on. Where are y'all this morning? Mine is here. Thank you, Jesus. Praise check,
thank
everybody.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
praise
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
amen.
Jesus.
And amen. God
thank
bless you.
You.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Ooh.
And you and you. All right, everybody, won't you, let's have a few praise reports, and then I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar. All right? Will someone get those praise reports for us this morning? If you will, I'll open up the line for you. Give a praise report. Whether you just say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, whatever your praise report is, give it and then open up the line for other praise reports. We'll get two, three, four. And
good,
then
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York, Bronx, New York. I'll take the praise support.
All right, please. The line is open to you.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Give honor to God, Dr. Johnson, Sister Betty, Mother Johnson, to Dr. Pfeiffer and Dr. Stern, and to each and every one of you, to that beautiful lady, Dr. Hagen, that spoke yesterday, and Sister Gina, and all of you. I just praise and thank God for another day. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way, and I'm just blessing him. I thank God for my niece in Hampton, Virginia, Toynette. I spoke with her on last night. She's going home today. She was supposed to be in rehab for 2 weeks. She don't have to go to rehab. When the doctors went in, they didn't see what they were looking for, and they didn't put all those rods in her back, and she is up, and they had a walk-in yesterday, and she is doing great. So I asked her to be on the prayer line this morning. So I don't know if she's logged into it, but when she do, she can give a praise report if it's okay. And I just praise and thank God for her. And I just want to say that I thank God on today for sanctification and being filled with the Holy Spirit. I thank God for everything and for First Fruit Prayer Line. Now the prayer line is open for praise reports. We want to hear your praise reports this morning. Who would be the second one to give that praise report?
Amen. This is Sister Larry. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm thanking God in the morning for another day. Thank you for watching on me on that last night and kept me. I thank you because you were a thing for paying away for me. I thank you for blessing me. And so in my child, this can be a, and tell you I had to pay $110 a month. And I talk to him. And he said, you got to pay. You got this, you got that. I said, I know what I got. I know what I've been paying. So said, let me talk to somebody over you. And she put me through things in there. And he told me that I only have to pay like $77 a month for the next year. So that I thank and praise God for the blessing. And God is good. I trust him and I depend on him. And I know it, nobody is like God. He's good. I trust him. And I thank him and I stand on his word because he promised he never leave me to say this. So I thank God this time on the prayer line this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we have another praise report this morning?
Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Laren in Grand Rapids, area code 616. And I am just giving honor to God today, who is the head of my life. I am so thankful today for God's unfailing love. When I mess up and don't do what I'm supposed to do, God still loves me. I know that I can come back to him, ask for forgiveness, and just keep it moving. I thank God for his commitment to me, his love for me, his never-changing love for me. I am grateful today for that. I've looked so many places for the love, but I didn't find it until I found God. And so I am thankful today for his faithfulness and his commitment and love to me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to know if my niece, Toynette, is on the phone yet. Okay, let's have another praise report.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby from Chicago, Richland Park, Illinois. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank him for his many, many blessings. I thank him for this prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. Most of all, I thank the Lord for being saved and sanctified, is baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire, and having a mind. I thank and praise the Lord for how only God can keep your heart and mind encouraged to walk with him by the day. I thank him for all the things that he's brought me through. I want to say every day I haven't just had all sunshine, but through it all, the hard things that I went through, I feel that it was the making of me and making me know how to really depend on God. I thank him for how he healed my body so many times, how he healed my children. I want to say in 13, my son had a real bad seizure, and we really lost him. They said they really lost him, but and he had to go on the life support, and they brought him back. God brought him back. And then my daughter had an aneurysm, and God blessed her. She's got all her memory back, and she's
praise
able
the Lord.
And God is just a good God, and I thank him for all of his goodness to me. Didn't have to do it, but he did, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate every one of you, and I thank and praise God for every one of you. I thank him for this prayer line. It's such a blessing to me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that praise report. Anyone else have a praise report?
Amen. This is Ambassador Elect Frierson, area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank the Lord for saving me. And I thank the Lord for this prayer line because it is truly a blessing to me. It's a lifeline, as I heard one of the other saints say. And I just thank the Lord for Sister Kim. She's a friend of ours, and I hope and pray that she's on the line. And I just want to just give honor and glory to God, because if it had not been for God on my side, where would I be?
Where would you be?
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Can we have another praise report? How many more, Dr. Johnson?
Let's just get one more.
One more praise report.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda from 801 Salt Lake City, Utah. And I just want to thank the Lord for letting me see another day that wasn't promised to me. Hallelujah. I just thank him, thank him, thank him. And I really thank him for this prayer line. I really do. I can't, if I don't be on the prayer line, it just don't make my day, you know. And I just thank the Lord. And I just praise God. And I thank Dr. Keith Johnson and Mother Betty and Mother Johnson. I just love them. I haven't met Sister Mother Betty or Mother Johnson yet, but I have met Dr. Johnson. But I just thank him anyway for letting us be on this prayer line. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We thank you for all the praise reports that went forth. And I don't know if my niece is on, but if she's on, Toinette, are you on the prayer line? Okay, maybe she didn't. Maybe she's asleep. But I'm just praising and thanking God for her. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. We're back in your hands. God bless you.
And God bless you. God bless you. Check one more time to see if she's there. Amen. We do.
Toinette, are you on the prayer line? She did call, but I don't know if she's on yet.
All right.
Well, okay, God, back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you. You did a wonderful job. And
thank you.
Name,
my pleasure.
I just want us to open up the wisdom seminar this morning and get some thoughts on this scripture, Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap. Ye shall reap if you don't faint not. Amen. I want to open that up to you so you can help people all around the world. Mm-hmm. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Please help us on that today and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Galatians 6:9. The line is open to anybody who can help us with that. Don't be weary in well-doing. If you keep on doing well, keep on doing what's right, keep on blessing people, you shall reap. If there is contingency, tribulation if you faint not. Amen. The line is open to you. Who would like to just share with us on that this morning? Galatians 6 and 9. Help people all around the world who are waiting to hear an interpretation of that. And let us not be weary. Because you've got to understand that the enemy is trying to make people weary in doing well. But the word says, for in due season we shall reap. The seed that we sowed shall come up, and we'll be blessed if we faint not. All right, the line is open to you. Thanks to God. That's a for me.
Peterson, to me, it means don't worry about things. Don't worry about things. Keep faith because they don't worry what I'm doing. So whatever God do, not to worry about it. And keep the faith in bad times and the good times. And you will get your reward. In the end, you get your reward, so it's not to worry. And don't give up. Keep the faith on. And you will receive your reward.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I want to
say, ma'am,
I take it like we're on a journey. We're going to see the King. And I want to say that the way I find to not be weary is to be thankful and thank God for what he is doing for us on this journey. And I'm looking forward to what the Lord is going to do and I look at what he has already done in my life, and just to be thankful, because if you're not thankful, you'll be looking at what other people have, and I try not to do that. I thank God for what God has provided for me, and to be thankful for that. And for this prayer line certainly helps me to be more thankful, and I just thank the Lord. I'm not looking for everything to happen overnight, but I'm in here on a journey, and I want to see what the end is. Read in the scripture what the end is going to be, and I just believe we are going to have a time. And whatever happens in between, is I believe it's all worth it. Thank God.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Amen. I want you all to answer this, many others to answer this, as the other two have, because the enemy, one of his main weapons is to make God's people weary and doing well, well-doing. I said to Mother Johnson, the Lord spoke to me and said, tell Mother Johnson, Mother Ellie Johnson, she can live as long as she wants to live.
Yes.
That's a true prophecy. But what happens then is the enemy comes to make our seniors weary. They will try to take the strength from them, and then make them weary and not want them to have a will to live. Because, see, the prophecy went out. You can live as long as you want to live. So the enemy comes to work on that want right there. Make them not want to live. Lord, I'm waiting on you, et cetera. And the Lord is really not through with them. And so he comes to make each of us weary when we're doing well. If we're talking about the Holy Ghost, he'll try to make us weary. If we're trying to do something for the church, he'll try to make us weary. If we're trying to do something for young people, he'll try to make us weary. If you're trying to work on a project at your church, he'll try to make you weary. If you get affliction, he'll try to make you weary. And if you're trying to help people and get a project going for Christmas, or get a project going for Thanksgiving, or whatever it is, whatever you work on, the enemy will come with that weapon to attack you and try to make you weary, tired, weary. But you're doing well, and he'll have you saying, I'm so tired. Yeah, because he's trying to make us all weary when we're doing well. And doing well, doing well, helping people. That's his attack, to make us weary in well-doing. Why? Because he doesn't want us to reap. You put your time. chime in. See, that's why the old folk in the old church used to sing that song. Put your time in, payday's coming after a while. Put your time in, payday's coming after a while. Why? Because they knew that the enemy were trying to make you weary, but they were encouraging the others. Why do I have a lot of line to be open for encouragement after someone speaks or someone says or needs encouragement? Because I know that the enemy comes to make people weary. Right after you speak, believe me, that the enemy comes to try to attack you in some way. Right after we have a great prayer line and you give a wonderful testimony, after you have been used of the Lord, expect and anticipate demonic challenge. Why? He'll come to make you weary, he's trying to get all of us to throw our hands up and throw in the towel. Instead of coming out with our hands up, he wants us to be weary, so we'll throw in the towel. That goes for all of us. Amen. He's working on you there and you over there and over there to the east, west, north, and south. Amen. I want to open the line up more here. If you got a word on this, nobody's embarrassed. Your word, whatever God gives you, it's a blessing. Amen. Everybody's a blessing. So, come on.
Good morning, yeah. Dr. Johnson, and to everyone on the line. This is Apostle Adams from Georgia. I thank God for that scripture, but be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I thank God. It reminds me of that Luke 18 chapter where Jesus said man ought to always pray and not to faint. So I agree with everything that you say and everyone else on the line. That's mean that don't quit, don't stop, don't give up, don't throw in the towel, but keep on praying, keep on holding on, keep on doing good, keep on doing that which is right. And I thank God for that song, Put Your Time In, Payday Is Coming After a While, in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, anybody else? Line is open.
Amen,
to you.
Dr. John. Amen. This is Sister Laren again. And it's so amazing. This line is prophetic. Every day, all day long. This is exactly what I was going through on yesterday. And not this scripture, but then I'm reminded of Ephesians when it tells us to stand. And when you have stood, then still stand. And it tells me not to doubt. You know, don't doubt in your well-doing. Don't doubt in your faith. For if you don't doubt, if you have faith, then you will, get what the Lord has promised you. You will get what you are seeking. And so it just keeps telling me to just have the faith and to not faint in my faith, that the Lord is, able to do what he said he would do. You know, I get so frustrated with my words coming out. While I'm on the line, I think about what I want to say, then they get all jumbled up. But I'm going to have the faith that the Lord will do what he promised to do for me, in my well-doing, because it's not my will, but it's his will. I pray that the Lord's will be done in my life, So I am just thankful for this word this morning. I'm just thankful for the word, period, because it is just so life-enhancing and life-changing and life-helping. I'm just thankful today for the line and for the word.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. God bless you. Let me ask y'all something. Do you think that the end of the verse really helps us a lot here? And in due season we shall reap. Now here's the end. If we faint not. Is that the Lord is telling us that the enemy will trying to get so many people to faint. See, there are so many people in ministry now fainting. And they use a lot, the lack of money many times to make them faint.
Yes.
To make them weary. Dealing with financial struggles so much that will, you know, so long it can, if the enemy, he will come, I'm not here, but the enemy will come to make you weary, and the faint not is a wisdom in that faint not. You're going to be blessed if you faint not, and the enemy works on that for the saints, trying to get them to faint. Amen. Some of these ministers and people in ministry around the world, which we've been hearing about some suicides.
I can barely hear you.
What? You can't hear me? Can y'all hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Very faint. See if I can do something here. Somebody go ahead and talk. I'm going to change lines. All right. Anybody else have a word here? Anybody else have a word?
Yes, Dr. Johnson, this Evangelist Johnson in Bronx, New York again. That's a beautiful scripture to really think about, because the enemy comes to discourage us. And a lot of times we give and we give and we give and we do and we do, and we are always participating and doing things. And then when no one, sometimes there's no recognition for the things that you do, or you feel unappreciated, and the enemy tells you they don't appreciate nothing you do. They don't like what you did. They just wanted to use you. But we must realize that we are here to be used by God. We're here for God's purpose. And if we keep fainting with everything, you know, sometimes we just faint about everything, every little thing we just give up on. Oh, they didn't like me. They didn't like what I did. God told me to do it, but nobody really appreciated me. God appreciates you, and there's always somebody that appreciates what we do. Maybe they don't say anything, but it's always somebody, and God will send someone along to just encourage your heart. And that's why it's important to just be connected to the saints of God, because you can be encouraged like that. And we got to learn to encourage each other more and tell each other we can make it. You can make it. God is going to bless you. But if you faint, you're going to miss your reaping season. We don't want to miss our reaping season, because our reaping season is right here on this earth also. God got many blessings for us. But if we give up and act like we don't trust God or believe his word, then we lose out on a many, many blessings. I remember Prophet Baker telling me, God, to hold my peace. He has a blessing for me. And I know she told the truth, because I see what God is starting to do. So if I kept talking about the situation, which she didn't know about, but I did, then I would miss my blessing, because that tongue gets in the way of our blessing sometimes. Sometimes we just need to shut up and just stand and just watch and see what God will do.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Hey, Ben, is anybody online, does anyone have a testimony of you doing well and doing things for the Lord, and the enemy was trying his best? That part of Scripture, but we shall reap if we faint not. He was trying his best, you know, to get
praise
you.
Praise the Lord.
All right, praise the Lord.
This is Tornette Taylor in Richmond, Virginia. I'd just like to thank God for waking me up this morning. I'm laying in the hospital. I've had kidney surgery. I've had back surgery. But through it all, God has brought me through the surgeries that they say that I was, that they said I would have to go to rehab and this and that. But God is just awesome. He's releasing me this morning. I'm going to be released from the hospital. And I just want to just thank God, because in a dream, God whispered in my ear and told me to take my boxer gloves off. And I'm like, Lord, what are you saying? And he was giving it to me. I was fighting against him, and I got to surrender it all to him to get to where I need to be. And God has delivered me. You know, he's delivered me from drugs. He's delivered me from the cigarettes. And I just want you all to just keep me in prayer, keep me lifted up. And I just want God to just keep me with a heart to want to live for him.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Amen. That's my niece, Dr. Johnson.
Oh, that's her.
That's her in Hampton, Virginia. She said Richmond, because we're from Richmond. She's in Hampton.
Well, thank you. What is your name?
My name is Toynette Taylor.
Okay, we were calling on you, Toynette, and you made it. Thank God for you. I mean, it's beautiful. I tell you, when I think about an example of well-doing and not being weary, my mother, Mother Ethel Johnson, is 95, and she has been doing wonderful things all of her life. Amen. And she has never thrown in a towel. And now she's reaping the blessings. Yeah. The other day we had the family reunion, and so many, I mean, just scores and scores of people by there just to see Mother Johnson. She has people just coming in almost every day just to get wisdom from her. She's reaping, but she never fainted. And my father's been dead around 20 years, and my mother has gone on and is being blessed, 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 blessed. Amen. Even though he's been dead 20 years, she had a time check the other day. 95 years old. It just shocked me. Just shocked me. She is still reaping blessings. Because she has not fainted. She kept encouraging people. She kept living for the Lord. And she's reaping blessings everywhere. My God, but she never fainted. Can y'all hear me better now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Good. All right. Now, let me just have maybe one or two more speak on this. You're helping people all over the world, telling them, don't faint. Hold on. It's going to turn around. Just keep on. See, y'all have to understand, and forgive me for putting it that way. I know you do, but when God created this world, you have to understand his nature. He didn't create the world with all bumps and bruises. He didn't create the world with all uphills. I mean, when you go up a hill, notice how he created it. You go down a hill, then you go up a hill, down a hill. And then sometimes it's just smooth. Amen. See, God is a God of variety. And you have to know that if you've been in a storm a long time, get happy. Because the way God created, according to his creative ability, it's going to have to smooth out somewhere. Because that's the way he created it. It's going to have to turn around sometime. Because he didn't create you to go through all storms and no bright sunshine. Yeah, that's not the way he created it. He's a God of goodness and kindness, but he's also a God of allowing you to go through tests and trials and tribulations. But those who suffer with him shall reign with him. Amen. So that's the challenge. There is a challenge of trying to keep doing good and not fainting. That's the challenge. Because the enemy wants you to faint, but the blessing comes if you faint not. All right. Now, take anybody else who wants to talk on this, just jump in there and go ahead, and we're getting ready to go to our prayer request. Anyone else?
Yes, praise God. This is the Ambassador Lake Johnson. Good morning to you, Chief Ambassador Johnson.
Good morning.
Everyone on the line. About this scripture. It is the scripture that we must have to, we must hold firm to and stand focused on the Lord. Really being caught up so much in what we're expecting anyone else to do or say. But we have to continue in the faith, knowing that we're striving day by day to please the Lord. Well, if we just think we're going to please man, you messed up right there. Because you're not going to ever please everybody every time. Our strive and our focus should be on pleasing God. But he knows the hearts of us. He knows our very intent. So when we stay focused on him, and I thought about the fact that we need to just make sure we're doing the best we can, making each day count. So you don't be weary in the things that you do for God. But we just strive each and every day. And because we're soldiers, we learn how to just continue. We don't give up, don't stop, but keep marching. But then in the due season, we will reap from him. He's the one that's going to give us the benefit of our labor. And so, you know, this is just something we have to take one day at a time. Because the many things that I found out, it didn't matter what I did in the past. Sometimes people forget. But it's that day that's going to count. What are you doing on today? And the Lord will bring up what you've already done. He'll put it in the mind, and you think, oh, I thought they forgot all about it. But when God gives us a reward, that's what's really going to count. But we have to be soldiers in the Lord, and that means keep going and don't stop.
Amen.
Great. All right. Thank you. So someone else, maybe one more.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is our Dr. Hagen. I thank God for everything I've heard. I thank God for you, Chief. This is a powerful scripture that God has given to you today. It is so very, very necessary, even at this very moment. And what I just want to add to what everybody has said, and what is so significant here, is if God told you to do it, do it. If you're doing it for God, do it. If you're doing it for man, you may as well stop. Because only what you do for God is really what's going to last. Only what you do for him is going to be counted. So with that motivation that self gets, if you're doing it for God, I mean, that purpose right there is purpose-driven. And that's enough to keep you from fainting. That's enough. Because you will be tested and tried even when you're doing something. The devil will definitely try to get you to faint, try to get you to quit, but the focus is greater. The purpose is greater. I'm doing it for Christ. So there's something inside that said, go ahead, you can do it. Thank you so much. Back to you, sir.
Thank you, Green. Thank you so much. God bless you. I don't know if you all recognize it all, but you're helping people here who are have gone the last mile away. They may be there in India. They may be there in Afghanistan, wherever they are. Or in Africa, but the enemy will try to come against you. I'm speaking to you, man. He'll try to come against you, and you've been trying to hold out for God, and yet people around you in your village really don't believe. But please keep holding out. God's got a blessing for you with your name on it. Yeah, if you just hold out, deliverance will come. And don't faint. Don't throw in the towel. Just keep on keeping on for the Lord. And it's going to be all right. It's really going to be all right. In fact, it's going to be great. Just keep working for the Lord. And God's going to bless you real, real good. Oh, my God. Am I getting the prophecy here? Yeah. My God. Some of you have been working so hard for the Lord, and as I said a while ago, it doesn't look like nobody around you that really appreciates that. That's one of the problems with Christianity. Many people don't appreciate work that God's people do. But let me tell you something: you're not working for them. Just keep your eyes on the prize. And payday will come after a while. God's blessings will overtake you. Amen. And before you know it, God has some surprises that he gives. Surprise, yeah. Before you know it, he'll surprise you and bountifully bless you when you least expect it. That's the faint not thing. It's about faith, believing that God is going to work it out for you, believing God is going to make a way. He gives you unexpected blessings. You go in the hospital and the bill is $100,000. And God touches the heart of the doctor and says, you don't owe me nothing. And it's like putting $100,000 in your hand. Amen. That's the faint not part. There's a reward for fainting not. You're blessed because you didn't faint. Amen. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, amen, when your due season comes, you shall reap the blessings if you don't faint. Don't be weary. God bless you. Anybody else before we close this? All right. God bless all of you. Let's have some prayer requests this morning. And someone get those prayer requests. I want to have some prayer. Anyone want to take those prayer requests for us? Amen. All right. Let's open up the prayer line. If you have a prayer request, the prayer line is open to you. Jump in there and give your prayer request.
This is what you just did.
All right.
I'm taking my son Craig. His back and he's taking me to his back is and from his back and he's taking me to lay in his hip on the right side.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Your son Craig, you see?
Yeah, pain in his back, and he's
expecting
his hip and leg on the right side.
Someone help me on that.
Yeah.
You see, he has what on the right side? I'm trying to get it.
His right leg, the pain in his back.
Okay, pain in his back and right leg, if I'm hearing you correctly.
You need to break your daughter at him. She don't want it to stroke him. Can you pray for her?
Okay, what's her name again?
Daughter at him.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Anyone?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to ask the saints to pray for me and pray for my sister Mary. She has seizures, and my aunt Eileen. She's been going to dialysis on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and she's not keeping anything on her stomach.
Okay, Sister Lucille. All right, anyone else with a prayer request? We'll take about seven this morning. That's two. Go ahead if you have a prayer request. All right, God bless you. Let me give it one more time. Anyone else have a prayer request? If so, we'll let you take it.
This is Mother Wilson, and I'm requesting prayer for my granddaughter that's over in Egypt. I heard from her the other day. She seemed to be doing fine. It's just hot over there, she said, but we are just continuing to pray for her that God will bless her while she's there and bring her back home safe.
Is she in the armed forces? Or she just,
no, she's just over there on a missionary journey.
Okay, on a missionary journey. Good. Wonderful. Anybody else?
Father Dick. Ambassador Blake Johnson in Texas. I'm requesting prayer for my mom. A complete healing in her body. I believe that God can reverse it and give her strength, and as well as for my husband, Elder Johnson, that the Lord will work a miracle in his life.
Mother Digby, I'm requesting prayer for my niece, Rose Garnett. She had a stroke, and she's sleeping a lot. We're requesting prayer for her.
Wonderful. All right.
Dr. Johnson, This is Ambassador-elect Frierson, area code 616. I am requesting prayer in behalf of my mom. She's going through some difficulties, some things she has never experienced before, and she desires the prayers of the saints.
All right.
My phone went dead. And I got cut off, so I had to call back in very quickly.
Right, not a problem. All right, anybody else? I'll take one more. We may have gotten them. All right, God bless you. Thanks to God. Thank you so much. Prayer changes things. We experienced that as we prayed for that precious lady who made that stand against same sex. And we asked God to take her out of jail ask him to those people who were holding her and had kept her in jail, that they wouldn't even rest until they released her. Well, they're resting now because they released her. Thank God.